Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter. This week we play music by blues great Coco Taylor, who died last week at the age of 80. But first, we take a look at cars that walk and talk, visit a land down under where dinosaurs roam, watch a madman seize a subway train, and fear for the family of a very frightening little girl. Welcome to summer in American movie theaters.
It's summer night,
Summertime is big business in the movie theaters. And so far this summer, Hollywood is doing well, even in a recession. Last week, we talked about the movie Star Trek. It is still the top moneymaker so far this season. As of last weekend, the movie had earned more than $334 million in ticket sales. But there are still lots more movies to come. Movie lovers have adventure, comedy, animated, and horror films to look forward to this summer. Opening today is a remake of an exciting movie from the 1970s about a hijacking of a New York City underground train. It stars John Travolta as the leader of the hijackers, and Denzel Washington as the transportation employee who negotiates with him.
Now you tell me, what is the going rate for a New York City hostage today? What do you think, a million a piece is too high?
Maybe I'm not the guy you should be talking to. I'm a civil service employee.
What time do you got on your watch?
2:13.
59 minutes, I'm going to start killing passengers.
You don't want innocent people dying, do you?
You tell me.
The taking of Pelham 123 was based on a book by John Godey. The latest version is getting mixed reviews. One movie critic noted that the earlier film was darkly funny to the very end. She writes that she misses that humor in the most recent version. Later this month, older children are expected to flood the theaters for Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen. It opens June 24th. Shia LaBeouf again plays Sam Witwicky in this second Transformers film. Transformers are robots that can change into vehicles, such as cars, and earth-moving equipment. Some Transformers are good, like the Autobot Optimus Prime. Some are bad, like the Decepticon Megatron. The two sides battle to control Earth. Sam, his friends, and the United States Army are caught in the middle.
Most babies are accidents. Not me. I was engineered. Born to save my sister's life.
Family drama is another subject of movies this summer. My Sister's Keeper stars Cameron Diaz and Jason Patrick as parents of a little girl who has cancer. Her only hope is a baby sister who was genetically engineered to help save the older girl's life. Abigail Breslin plays Anna, the younger sister. She experiences years of operations to treat her sister's cancer. Anna decides to take legal action against her parents, so she can start making medical decisions herself. Alec Baldwin plays her lawyer.
My sister has been in renal failure for months now.
You're supposed to give her a kidney?
I want to see my parents for the rights to my own body.
Would you repeat that, please?
Jodie Picoult wrote the book My Sister's Keeper. She says the movie ends differently from the novel. but she says book fans will like the film version too. Now, Bob Doty tells us about some other movies opening this summer.
Nobody move a muscle.
July may be hot, but another cool hit may be coming with the movie Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. This is the third in the Ice Age animated series. Ray Romano, John Leguizamo, and Dennis Leary return as the voices of the three main animal characters. Manny is a woolly mammoth, Sid is a ground sloth, and Diego is a Smilodon, or saber-toothed cat. Manny and his love, Ellie, voiced by Queen Latifah, are waiting for their first baby mammoth to arrive. And if that is not exciting enough, the friends discover an underground land of dinosaurs. For children and adults, another Harry Potter movie opens later in July. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince will be shown in normal theaters as well as on the huge screens of IMAX theaters. The young wizard is in his sixth year at Hogwarts School. He and Professor Dumbledore must visit the past because of the dangers now facing them and the world.
What you are looking at are memories, in this case pertaining to one individual. This is perhaps the most important memory I've collected.
I'd like you to see it.
For fans of horror movies, Orphan opens July 24th. After the loss of a baby, a husband and wife adopt an older child. The parents are played by Peter Sarsgaard and Vera Farmiga. They already have a little boy and girl when they bring home Esther, played by Isabel Furman. Her behavior seems only a little strange at first. Then it becomes dark, dangerous, and decidedly evil.
My name is Dr. Varava. I'm calling from the CERN Institute.
I don't understand. How can they have no record of her being there?
There has to be some explanation.
The orphanage has never heard of her.
I don't think Mommy likes me very much.
Two-time Oscar winner Meryl Streep can be seen in August, playing the famous cook and cookbook writer Julia Child. The movie Julie and Julia also stars Amy Adams as Julie. She is a young woman struggling in her career until she gets an idea. She decides to make every recipe in Child's best-known cookbook in 1 year and write her own book about the experience. The movie is based on Julie Powell's book, although Nora Ephron wrote the screenplay.
I'm Julia Child. Bon appétit!
Before she changed the world, Julia Child was just an American living in France.
Shouldn't I find something to do?
What is it that you really like to do?
Eat!
And you're so good at it. Look at you! Now,
how growing
good you
in
are.
Front of you!
And finally, movie director Quentin Tarantino has a new film to be released in August. Inglourious Basterds stars Brad Pitt and Eli Roth. They play Jewish-American soldiers during World War II. Their military operation is to seek and kill Nazi Germans. The especially vicious nature of the killings is supposed to spread fear among the Nazis. The special soldiers are called the Bastards.
Today, we celebrate the life and music of famous blues singer Coco Taylor. The award-winning singer died last week. she was 80 years old. Shirley Griffith has more.
I got me a room in a cheap hotel. My head was spinning and I didn't feel well. I laid right down and tried to go to sleep, but the band kept playing and a joint underneath. So I picked up my pillow and covered up my head, but the band kept playing and shaking my bed.
That was Coco Taylor with her 1963 song, Honky Tonk. It was her first official recording. Coco Taylor was born Cora Walton in 1928. Her love for chocolate earned her the name Coco. Years later, her love for the blues would earn her the title Queen of the Blues. Coco Taylor began singing gospel and blues music as a child in Memphis, Tennessee. In the early 1950s, she moved to Chicago, Illinois. Soon she began singing with some of the city's top blues musicians. They included Muddy Waters, Junior Wells, and Little Walter. She quickly gained widespread recognition. In 1965, she released Wang Dang Doodle.
Tell Automatic Slim to tell Razor-Totin' Jim, tell Butcher Knife-Totin' Nanny, tell Fast-Talkin' Fanny. We gonna pitch a ball down to that Union Hall. We gonna romp and tromp till midnight. We gonna fuss and fight till daylight.
Wang Dang Doodle was a huge success. It sold more than 1 million copies and reached the top five on the music charts. Over the years, Coco Taylor won many awards. They included 2 Grammy Awards, a Lifetime Achievement Award, and the National Heritage Fellowship Award. In the weeks before her death, she won her 29th Blues Music Award, the most for any artist ever. We leave you with Coco Taylor's I'm a Woman.
Oh, yeah. Everything, everything, everything gonna be all right. Oh, yeah. When I was a little girl, only 12 years old, I couldn't do nothing to save my doggone soul. My mama told me the day I was grown, she said, sing the blues, child, sing it from now on.
I'm Mario Ritter. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by June Sims and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Please join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
I'm a woman. You change old and new. Change old and new. I'm a Russian wind. I'm a woman.
should win. I'm a woman. I can cut stone with a pen. I'm a woman. I know my stuff. I'm a woman. I ain't never had enough. I'm going down yonder. Son, gonna do something for ya. Ain't never been done. I'ma hold back the lightning with the palm of my hand. Shake hand with the devil, make him crawl in the sand. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. Make love to a crocodile.